The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house, or brothers or sisters, or father or mother or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters, and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. It wasn't all that long ago that our Lord said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan." But it seems that Peter is still thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Why does he say, "We've left everything and followed you"? Because you remember what happened yesterday, and this is the follow-up to that event. It was the rich young man comes. And what does our Lord say to the rich young man? "Give away all you have, and you will have treasure in heaven." And so what does Peter say? "Lord, we've left everything." And in Matthew, we hear him say, we're reading from Mark, in Matthew he says, "What's in it for us?" Right? If that man, if he sold everything, he's going to have treasures in heaven. "We have left everything to follow you." Poor Peter. The fathers give 3 interpretations when our Lord says, those who have left father or mother, children or lands. First, and that which would become most common, he speaks spiritually or at the level of the heart. Not those who literally leave father or mother or children or lands, but those who in their hearts prefer the glory of God, the kingdom of God, to all else. That no relationship or no earthly possession would hold them back from fulfilling the will of God. They prefer God above all else. Secondly, and that which the apostles would live and experience, are those who literally have left those relationships for the sake of choosing Christ in their own lives. They give up children because they're going to live as eunuchs for the kingdom of God. They leave their brothers and sisters because they're going to be missionaries throughout the world. They let go of lands and all earthly possessions to live the evangelical counsels. And the third interpretation are those who lose anything in the midst of persecutions. Those of you who lose brothers and sisters because they are persecuted for me. Those who have to forsake your lands because you are Christians. And what our Lord says is, no matter what way we follow Christ and what we are experiencing for him, the last shall be first. Right? Any earthly possession you lose because of me is a gain. Our treasure in heaven will be in direct proportion to the degree that we have given ourselves for him in this life.